How we doing?
Good, how are you?
You guys want to get out of here or what?
Yeah.
Go drink some eggnog?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Shoot.
So how's DA looking in the no huddle?
He's done a pretty good job this week. It's a transition, I think. We did it in the training camps with him. Mm-hmm. And you know, Brady obviously has run it the last few weeks and done a really good job with it in terms of getting us in and out of plays and you know, maybe signaling a little bit. So it's a little new for DA, not having played for a while. And he's done a good job with it.
How would you say that overall the offense has improved since he was your quarterback?
Brady?
Well, no, since Derek, I'm sorry.
In the 6 weeks that Derek's been on the sideline, how's mm-hmm. the offense improved?
Well, I think the first thing that we've done is eliminate the turnovers. And I'm not going to put that on Derek by any stretch, but that was one of the key things. You know, we've scored quite a bit more points. I think the last five games were eighth in the league in scoring on offense, which was before that probably last, close to it. I don't know the exact numbers. Somebody just brought that up to me. I didn't even know about it. So we've eliminated the turnovers. We've scored more points. We've done better in the red zone. You know, we've probably went up about 40% there. We've went up about 25% on third down. So playing, you know, good in those situations, not turning it over and scoring more, that's obviously going to help you.
It's easy to conclude that, I mean, all this improvement happened when you put Derek on the bench and went to the no huddle. I mean, it's pretty easy to jump to the conclusion that Derek was holding you back.
Well, I mean, we had a bunch of turnovers too, fumbles. You know, we weren't executing well enough on third down, and that's everybody, whether it's protection, the route running, the throws. I think sometimes the no huddle, what that does is it allows you to simplify the defense a little bit more and get some less complex looks, play a little bit faster, get them on their toes a little bit more. It's been a good thing for us. The no huddle has been a good thing for us.
When you think about the notion of Mike Holmgren coming in here, you know, he's just such a West Coast guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about, I know you have your offensive philosophy is kind of a hybrid.
Sure.
But can you talk a little bit about how you think, you know, that will jive with Mike's philosophy?
You know, I don't know Mike. I know he's a really good offensive football coach, and I'd be, you know, love to sit down and talk with him and learn some offensive football from his side. I had a chance to work with Bill Callahan. He was, you know, head coach at the Raiders at one point in Nebraska, and he was a guy that came from the West Coast tree. So a lot of things that, you know, I sat down and had a chance to talk with him about. You know, most of the offenses in this league, you can categorize them as West Coast or digits, and you sit there and you watch the tape, and there's a lot of the same plays and a lot of different offenses.
Some of those elements that, you know, even if Mike wanted to be a West Coast type of offense here, that you, I mean, it'll fit.
Yeah, you know, I haven't sat there and really thought about it too much this week, or I've been concentrating on those Raiders. So, you know, again, I know he's a great offensive mind, and you know, that'd be something that would be pretty cool to sit down and talk to him.
What about, you know, we get a lot of email from people say, why don't they play Jerome Harrison? Why can't they see what Jerome Harrison can do? And then he goes out and rushes for 286 yards. So how can a guy go 5 weeks with 21 carries all together and then do what he did last week?
Well, it was blocked pretty good by all accounts, line, fullback. And he ran well. You know, he had a really good game, and I don't know if that's ever been done. I mean, with the numbers that you just gave me, I'm not sure. But I think that's a testament to the guys up front, starting with them, on their combination blocks, moving guys off the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, Lawrence Vickers, it was awesome that game. Really paved a lot of good holes for J.C. And J.C. made some nice cuts, you know, the play. We only ran about six different runs that game. They were all out of the same formation. And the first half, we had three of them. And we went in at halftime, and we sat down and talked. We said, all right, let's put a couple counters to these plays, which we didn't even really practice during the week. He said, they're overflowing here. Let's go ahead and put two different plays. And the second play was a play we didn't run all first half. We just implemented it at halftime, and that's the one that he hit back for the 71-yarder. Yeah. So, you know, the line did a heck of a job. Joe, Steiny, Rex, and, you know, when St. Clair went out, Porchop going out to tackle. And that just, it was a really well done by those guys up front and Vic and the tight ends. You know, they did a good job. Brady had a couple runs, you know. That helped. That were short yardage type runs. Those were pretty big.
Hurt on that long one?
No. No, I mean, I think he got up a little bit slow, but I was kind of into the next play.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had said anything.
I thought he had a little bit more wheels than he had right there. I thought he had a little bit more wheels. I thought he was going to turn that edge and go.
That's what he did.
That was a big play.
Do you feel like you have enough of a body of work to know what Brady is and what you have in him, or do you? And do you also welcome, you know, Mike Holmgren, a quarterback guru, coming in to help make that eval?
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, tell you what I think we got or not yet with Brady. Just to, when you get down at the end of the season, you evaluate all those guys. I think that Brady really operated that no huddle well. He was really calm doing it. And there's a lot of different things that go into it, from Mike points to changing protections to getting out of plays to signaling to receivers. And I thought he did a nice job with that, really calm and composed with it. The shifts, you know, we did a lot more shifting and things like that since the, you know, last few weeks.
The game that Vickers had, was that like out of this world for a fullback, or has he been playing like that this season?
I think Vic is Vic's a really smart guy in the meeting rooms, and he's a really physical player. He loves contact, and I've been really happy with Lawrence Vickers since training camp, really. You know, he's loud, he's excitable, he loves the game of football, and he was really playing really well that game. I mean, I think he had one missed block where he tried to just pancake the guy, and he was doing it all game, but he was a guy that gets fired up about running the football, and very selfless guy. That position is usually a selfless position. You know, they don't get a lot of carries or a lot of touches with the football. And he's an awesome guy to be around. So I've been seeing that with him all year, just his attitudes, his excitement, his ability to get after those guys. Really a good player, I think.
Pancakes?
No, I didn't. I just know there's times where he drove a guy, you know, 10 yards into the sideline. And there's a couple times where he helped a lineman chip off flying back. But he did a nice job, really no mental errors. Went up there, cracked the heck out of those guys, and fun guy to be around. Vic is a fun guy to be around.
Can you run on this team?
Well, we're going to try. This is a, you know, Al Davis, what he does over there is he gets big, strong, fast, athletic, tough guys, and they're, you know, they come out of the tunnel, and you're like, damn, you know, they'll look like Rob. And, you know, they're you know, with Seymour over there, I've had been around Seymour for quite some time, and then Kelly inside there, and Ellis from, they got a formidable front, and they've beaten some really good teams this year, and then they got Namdi out there on the corner. Namdi, he's been around Ty Law, who he was kind of a shutdown type of guy, where you got to be careful what you do around him, and Champ, he's been like that. Guys that I've played against. And then been around Durrell over there at New York, who's just awesome too. And this is the guy that's, you know, right up there with those guys. You got to be smart with the football around him. He's got good ball skills. He's got long arms. He can get up there and take a receiver out of his game. So you got to be smart with him, and you know when's the right time and know when better not go that way.
For Mo, then.
Yeah, and no, he matched up, shadowed Brandon Marshall. And, you know, he hasn't matched up all the time, but he matched up against him and did a nice job. And Marshall's a great player. And whether or not he matches up against Mo, whoever the guy he's going to go against for our receivers, it's going to be a tough task for those guys.
I was talking to Mo just today about him and how he's improved his rookie season. He says he's got a better understanding where he should be. And, mm-hmm. and all that. Could you kind of describe how he's come along?
Sure. I think that when you come in the league as a rookie, particularly at that position, was coached for a while there, there, it's so much different when you're coming out of college, when you get into this league with all your adjustments and all the different types of defenses you see. And then you got, you know, three or four things that can happen on each particular route. You got the shifts, you got the motions, and when you come in, it's kind of, I got to know this guy's side adjust, this protection here, that's not, and it takes a little while to comprehend, and he's done a pretty good job with it as a rookie compared to some other rookies that I've been around. But I think playing the position in this league, you just got to, there's so many things that he's never seen before. So each week, even now, it's sometimes it's a little bit new for him, yeah. You know. But he's been good in terms of his preparation and, you know, asks a lot of questions. And he's just going to – I think he'll continue to get better.
So as a rookie down – I mean, as a college player down there at Georgia. So what would – he says it was much simpler down there.
Mo?
Yeah. So, like, in what ways would you – would he not – what would he not have to worry about down there that he does up here?
I don't know exactly, you know, all their terminology and you know, HOTS and sight adjustments and different type of routes that you'll run versus different type of coverages. I can't say exactly what he saw down there. It's just, it's a whole thing, Jeff, in terms of the coverages that you're going to see, the route adjustments. We have a bunch of different protections where he might have to not break, he might have to break, attacking certain guys, leverage. It's just a whole, it's just completely, usually it's a lot different. You know, and I remember Dion, he acclimated himself pretty good for coming out of Louisville. And then Dave Gibb, he, you know, it took a year for him.
Just speaking for me personally, I think that's kind of fascinating with, you know, how much more complicated and precise it is. That it's not just, you know, go out to the tree and turn right, you know. Like,
yeah. You know. Yeah, I'm sure that there's some places that are, you know, pretty complicated. I don't know. I can't say what Georgia was or what it wasn't, I'm sure. But there's, you know, we require a lot from those guys out there on the outside in terms of their understanding. I want them to try to see it like the guy behind center seeing it too.
Brian had another good week of practice. Robiski, that he's, mm-hmm. he's looking good this week.
Yeah, he has. He's caught a lot of balls. Yesterday in particular, it was a third down day, and I don't know how many it was. It was quite a bit. Some of them were really good catches. I know Eric was happy with him, along with Brad, on last week's performance on special teams. He made a few tackles there, and you know, he's just a guy that's come along. He's just a smart guy too. So I hope, hopefully, he translates that to the game this week. He's going to have a challenge. They're going to be up in his face.
Sunday, you're watching that running game going. Did you realize that you got something special going here? And what was your reaction to that? I mean, you know, you think you get a 100-yard rusher, that's pretty good, but you get a guy that almost goes for 300 yards in a game like that where there's a lot of offense going on, you know you're going to have to score points.
Mm-hmm.
At what point and what was your reaction?
Well, the first play that we ran was about an 8-yard play. It was exceptionally blocked, and Josh threw a cut block out, didn't get him down, and that one could have went for a ways. And then I was sitting there watching it, and it was just a play here or there where JC just got tripped up. But you can see the line of scrimmage moving. We tried about four or five shots that game to loosen them up a little bit. But you could see the line moving, the line of scrimmage, you know, 2-3 yards. And they're coming out the field, hey, Dapes, we're knocking the crap out of this guy here on this double team. Come back to that, you know, whether it was Joe or Eric or Rick, whoever it may be. And then as the game, I didn't know how many yards he had. I knew we were running it well. You just kind of, it was working, so just stay with it. You know, you're getting 4, 5, 6, 7, 14, 28, 71. You know, it's pretty good by those guys up front. It's easy to do when they're moving those guys. And it was good because, again, like I said, you know, 6 plays out of the same type of formation with the same type of motion. So you kind of keep them on their heels a little bit. And, you know, it was fun. We didn't have to throw the ball, really. You know,
did you see that going into the game? I mean, you see they were susceptible to the run, or did it play out kind of different than, or more, you know, in greater fashion than what you thought, I should say?
No, I the night before, you know, emphasized again, and pretty much the same that I did in the Pittsburgh games. I wanted to run the football. I thought we could run the football on them. You know, the Pittsburgh game was a little bit different. going against, you know, number one rush defense in the league, but you had to take into account what you were going to get the next day in terms of weather. We wanted to establish a running game, and then we wanted to throw it down the field a little bit and take some shots, and then just take what they give us with the little dinks and dunks. But once you get that thing going, it was pretty fun. I didn't know how many yards the kid had.
Were you made aware of that? Was that after the game?
Yeah, after the game. Everybody was, I think Eric announced it. I knew it was a lot. I didn't know exactly what it was. But was happy for the kid. He's worked really hard. You know, I think he was upset he didn't get Jamal. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Was he?
Adrian Peterson had just one more yard than Jamal. So.
Yeah. But it was good. But they'll be geared up this week to stop it. You know,
those obviously you're not gonna, you know, go into it, but that
sure.
If they're geared to stop the run, and obviously they're going to be for a guy who came off, you know, getting 286, that's got to open up some other things.
Yeah, I think that the Raiders, for the most part, they're a post safety defense team. They have a guy in the middle of the field, and that's where they've been for a long, long time with an extra guy down in the box. So you're going to have to account for him. And you're going to have to beat man-to-man coverage. They're primarily a man-to-man coverage team. Get up in your face. You know, they have athletic corners, athletic defensive players, and you got to beat them man-to-man is what you're going to have to do. You know, last year we played them at New York, and they beat us there. And I forgot, we ran it pretty well. And throwing the ball, you know, those guys got us. Throwing the ball. They're up in our face, tight man-to-man coverage, and they did a good job there with it. But they've won, like I said, they've won some this year against some good opponents, you know, Philadelphia, Denver, so. Yeah. They got some big men, big, fast, strong guys. So we're going to have to play good technique and play well.